My granny, then. I believe that's our ring.
I don't as Lama. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lama and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner has managed to pull himself together since little Phil's departure for the nurse's school yesterday. And Lum is still trying to find a plan to save Pine Ridge from disintegration. However, the thing of the moment is the regular weekly meeting of the Golden Era Discussion Club, which is convening at Ulysses S. Quincy's home this evening, his excuses notwithstanding. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner approaching the Quincy house. Listen.
Hey, Harry's out tonight, ain't it?
Yes, it is. Or the missy, it sure is.
Don't forget now, we're going to stay just as long as we can tonight.
Yeah.
Grannies, we'll get even with old Ulysses for making all them excuses and getting out of having the meeting at his place for so long.
Yeah, how come he never thought up no excuses for tonight, Lum?
I don't know. He must have run out of them, I reckon. But we'll make up for everything tonight. When he starts yawning and unlacing his shoes and winding the clock, just don't pay no attention to him. Just sit right there.
Oh, I won't budge an inch, not a one, no.
Eat all you can do. Don't forget that. He ain't had to furnish refreshments, not at all.
Yeah, well, don't worry. I'll be able to eat plenty. I just had a little bit of supper tonight, just special for this.
I never ate nothing except an apple and a piece of cornbread.
Well.
We'll learn old Ulysses a lesson.
Yes, we'll learn. I know this. Other fellas must be here ready, Lum. Look, there's four pair of overshoes sitting outside the door.
Yeah. Well, I told them to come early.
You did, huh?
Yeah, told them to come early and stay late, I said.
Mind out, I think I hear Ulysses coming to the door.
Don't let him know what we're aiming to do.
Well, evening, Ulysses.
Yeah, howdy, Ulysses. Everything all set for the meeting tonight?
Yes, okay. Come on in, man.
Yeah, thank you, Ulysses. Is it all right to put our overcoats right here?
Yes, okay, Lum.
Yeah, howdy, Abner.
Oh, hello, Grandpa.
Hello, Mr. Lum. We're going to do like you said tonight, Mr. Lum.
Catch up, Cedric. How are you tonight, Grandpa Masters? Oh, he's asleep already.
Yeah, it looks like it. Doggett, I wish I had that chair he's sitting in. I'd like to have a good comfort place to sit long as we're going to be here for quite a while.
Never mind that.
Well, what'd you say, Abner?
He never said nothing, Ulysses. You said you had a nice, comfort place here.
Oh, well, it's okay.
Say, Abner, I run into Sam Hibben today.
Sam Hibben?
He want me to tell you something.
He did? Well, now, what was it, Grandpa?
Well, I know you'd ask me, and I didn't want to forget it, so I wrote it down for you.
Well, good for you. That's
the trouble is, I can't recollect what I wrote it down on.
Oh, well, more like it weren't nothing very important, no way.
Now, just hold your horses. I'll find it here somewhere.
Yeah, I'd like to see if you got it.
Well, we can't wait for that, Grandpap. There's some extra things I want to take up at the meeting tonight. So if you fellas will simmer down, we'll get started here.
Yeah, sure. I'm ready, Lum.
The eighth meeting of the Pine Ridge Golden Era Discussion Club will now come to order. All them present signify by their usual same sign. Granny, we got to end in a device to keep Grandpa Master's mouth closed during the meetings, you know. Listen at that snoring. Shake him there, Abner.
Grandpa.
That's fellow members, tonight
maybe
we're...
Ellery can invent something to help that.
Ellery?
Yeah, that's my youngest. Just going on six, but smart as a whip.
Well, that's nice.
Lord of him, recite patty cake. Cutest thing you ever heard.
Yeah, well, I'd love to hear that sometime. Fellow members, before we take up the high-class culture subject for tonight, I want to talk about the crisis that's facing Pine Ridge. As you know, our population is starting to increase downward.
Now, would you like to hear Ellery recite, Lum?
Well, not right now, Ulysses.
Well, now, if you want to, just speak up. It's no trouble at all. Terry! Terry! Send Elroy out. Love wants to hear him recite.
Well, now, Ulysses, I don't want to put you to no bother.
Now, that's it, Elroy. Come right on in here now. Don't be bashful.
We really ought to get on with the meeting.
Well, everybody quiet now. Okay, Elroy, go ahead. Say it. Come on, Elroy. Patty cake, patty cake.
Well, I can say it better than that.
Be quiet, Sandy.
Maybe he's sleepy, Ulysses. You better put him back to bed, I think.
Well, sir, I can't understand it. Never acted this way before. Now, come on now, Elroy. Patty cake, baker. Go on.
Baker's man. Bake me a cake as fast as you can.
Cedric, be quiet.
I think he needs sleep, Ulysses.
Let's see you try him once, Lum. Maybe he'll say it for you.
Me?
Yeah, go ahead. Start him out on it, and then he'll go on by himself. I know he will.
Well, all right, Ellery. Patty cake, patty cake. Go on, Ellery.
Sir, I can't understand it. Maybe it's a new acidity bag his ma put around his neck. Well, I guess I better take him back to his ma.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. It's sort of late for him to be up anyway.
Come on, Elroy. Can't understand it. You read this as smart as a whip.
Better read the minutes of the last meeting, Abner.
Yeah, sure. Seemed to find him here, got him somewhere, I know.
Elroy, he ain't very smart, is he?
Cedric, that ain't polite to face these things, is there?
Oh, excuse me. He ain't very smart, though, is he?
Cedric, it ain't nice to talk that way. If you ain't got something good to say about somebody, just don't say nothing. Keep it to yourself.
Doggy, he sure looks like his paw, don't he?
Yeah, but I wouldn't say that out loud, neither.
Huh?
He might outgrow it.
Huh?
Wouldn't hold it again, baby. Get the minutes read, Abner.
Yeah, sure. Let's see here. I'm going to read them all night. The last meeting of the Golden Air Discussion Club was...
Abner, would Sam Hibbling want to say anything to you about darning cotton?
Darning cotton?
Yeah, I got darning cotton jotted down here.
Of
course, now, that might have been something Charity wanted me to get for at the store.
Yeah, might have been. I don't think Sam want to talk to me about that. Club was held at the home
just
of...
Just a minute. Here comes Ulysses back. We're just reading the minutes, Ulysses.
Oh, okay. I don't know what's wrong with Elroy. Ulysses is smart as a whip.
Yeah, well, you take youngins, they get streaks like that sometimes.
Well, not Elroy, though. Smart as a whip, that boy.
Oh, you said that.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mr. Secretary.
Yeah. At the home of Milford A. Fair. Refreshments of sandwiches and cocoa water.
Just a second there, man. What'd you say, Ulysses?
I believe I hear Terry calling. More likely, Elroy's ready to recite now.
Oh.
Send him in, Terry.
Well, now, wait a minute, Ulysses. You don't have to do this for me.
No, I don't want you to go home disappointed, Lum.
Well, I'll bear up somehow.
Now, come along. Don't hang back now, son. Come right on in here, Elroy.
Couldn't he learn it any better by now?
Oh, he'll do it for sure this time. Well, that's it. Stand right there now. All right, okay, Elroy. Say it good now. Come on now, Elroy. Say it for the nice man. Patty cake.
I never said nothing.
Yeah. Your boy must be cutting the tooth.
At his age?
You never acted like this before. Come on now, Elroy. Recite. Now, let's see you getting started again, Lum.
Well, I'm feared I ain't much of a hand at this, Ulysses.
No, he'll do it for you, Lum. He's taken a great liking to you.
He has, huh?
Yes, give him the whole poem once, Lum, and then he'll do it by himself. I know he will.
The whole poem, huh?
Might as well do it, Lum. Maybe I'll get it over with.
Oh, well, Patty cake. Listen, we better get on with the meeting, I think. Besides, we might be scaring Elroy or something.
Well, okay. Run back here more, Elroy. Terry, let us know if Elroy starts saying it.
I'm a woman, let us know, man.
That's just dandy.
No, sir, I don't want you to miss out on
it. No, I'd hate to miss it. Well, go ahead, Abner, and finish up the minutes.
Oh, yeah. Sandwiches and cocoa was served. We discussed the high class.
Here it is, Abner. Here it is. Here's what Sam Hibben wanted me to tell you.
Oh.
Note I had it wrote down here somewhere.
Well, good for you. What is it?
Hello.
Huh?
She said to be sure and say hello to Abner.
Oh.
I know good and well I'd have forgot that if I hadn't wrote it down.
Well.
Anything important like that, always make a note of it.
Now, wait a minute, man. I see Cherry signaling me. Hillary must be ready now. Well, send him right on in.
Just a second, Ulysses.
Now, you say the whole poem first, Lom, and then he'll repeat it. And clap your hands while you're doing it, Lom. That'll sort of help the boys.
I just happen to think of some work I've got to do at the store, Ulysses. The meeting is hereby adjourned. Come on, Abner, let's go.
Go? I thought we was going to stay here for
a long time. Plans are changed. Come on, get your overcoat.
Well, we ain't had the refreshments yet, Lom.
Well, I ain't got much of an appetite tonight. Good night, everybody. Good night, you ladies.
Okay.
Have a nice time. Sorry I can't stay and listen to Ellery.
That's a shame.
Well, good night, feller. Bogus, huh? We ought to save for the refresh.
Well, we can stop by the store and get some soda crackers and sardines or something. Jeez, I'm glad to get out of there. I was embarrassed to death.
Embarrassed?
Yeah. How does that poem patty cake go, anyway?